Have you ever felt like you were living just a B or B plus life? It's so dangerous to live that, more dangerous than a B minus or a C plus life, because when you're living a B or B plus life, you don't change it. You think it's good enough. Is it? I'm Susie Welch. I host a podcast called Becoming You. People think, okay, an A plus life is not available to me, but there is a way. We are all in the process of becoming ourselves. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Swinging a high drive into center field. Hits at the wall. It is gone. Cassis does it again.
Again.
It's gone. It's into the bullpen. This game is tied. This game is tied.
He swings and rips one to center field. It's high. It's deep. It's back. It's gone. Sale winds. He fires. Swing and a miss. Strike three. It's over.
What's up? Welcome back to Play Tessie. It is episode 202. This is the official Red Sox podcast of WEEI. Here with Sammy, here with Pat. Remember, subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. You know the drill. Rate 5 stars. Find us on WEEI's YouTube page. Got the Play Tessie playlist there. You know the drill. Thumbs up. Find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Here with Sammy, here with Pat. And today, we've got a very special guest joining the pod for an interview that was a great time. It's Garrett Whitlock, Red Sox reliever, one of the best arms out of this bullpen right now, if not the best arm out of this bullpen right now. Garrett Whitlock, we had a great conversation with him, one of the nicest dudes on the team. I feel like we say that so often about a lot of these guys, but like, It really is the case, not just with Whitlock, with all of them, but like Whitlock, such a nice dude, and I love talking to him because he's very, like, he's genuine. He's not going to give you like cookie cutter nonsense answers. Like he'll tell you the truth, and like he's a nice guy, so it doesn't come off as like anything other than it's just like what he's thinking.
Yeah, honestly, this was the biggest surprise interview to me because we've spoken to Whitlock before. He's been very, very friendly. Nice, like great to talk to, but I wasn't sure if he'd give us good stuff in the interview. Boy, did he. He gave us some funny moments, and then the whole rest of the trip after that, he was just cracking jokes. So this was my biggest surprise, I guess you could say, or one of them at least. We got more coming.
Yeah, kind of along the same lines is he's always been super nice. Like, he's not like, he'll always have a conversation. He was so sneaky funny.
Yeah,
that I won't spoil anything. There is a double entendre that he made that destroyed me when we were recording. And what killed me was A, the joke, and then B, he looked me in the eye and just gave me a little bit of a smirk. He knew exactly what he did. And it was an awesome time. It was so much fun. We love Garrett.
Yeah, so let's just jump right into this thing. Here's our interview with Red Sox reliever Garrett Whitlock.
All right, we're here with Garrett Whitlock. Garrett, first full season now as a father. How's fatherhood treating you? How's life? How's the family? Fill us in.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Fatherhood's fantastic, besides the lack of sleep. But, you know, that's as any dad will tell you, it comes with it. But it's great, you know, enjoying just kind of going home and rolling around on the ground with the boy and, you know, just getting to be a dad.
So you're back in the bullpen this year. First full season as a reliever since 21. And obviously we know how that year went for you. How do you feel going into this year? Do you look back at that year? Do you think you can be better than that year?
I mean, I'm always striving to be better. You know, obviously, like, we'll see where that goes. But I feel really good. I feel healthy. That's the biggest thing for me is, you know, just try and get 162 fully healthy, 0 days on the IL. That's my biggest goal for the year. And right now I feel like I'm in a position to do that, so I'm happy with where I'm at.
0 days on the IL, great goal, of course. Do you believe this move back to the bullpen, is that going to help you stay on the field more often?
I'm hoping so. I mean, I feel like my track record would say yes. but, you know, again, we'll see. Like, the training staff has done an amazing job. You know, I'm trying to put all the work in I can to make sure that I'm giving myself the best opportunity to stay healthy. And, you know, obviously sometimes it's fluke luck, but, you know, I'm doing everything I can to make sure I stay healthy.
So we did some digging, as we always do on guys, and we came across some posts on your Instagram,
and it looked like you were either a cheerleader or involved in cheerleading. What's that all about?
Yeah, so it was, I don't know if I did it junior and senior year, but so one of my best friends, his mom was the cheerleading coach. And so, you know, we were hanging out one day and he was just like, hey, I always have to go to cheer practice. You should come with me and just like help out with stuff. So I did, and went and helped out with the team and everything, and they all enjoyed me being there. And so it was one of those things where they're like, hey, do you want to be the manager for the cheer team? And so I was like, yeah, absolutely. That sounds fun. So me and my buddy, Jake, were the managers of the cheer team. And so I'm assuming the picture you're talking about is when I'm doing the one-man.
You're doing a one-man. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So one of my good friends, her name's Tommy. That's the girl that I'm holding up. Was just like, hey, like, you're tall. And I was really skinny back then, so I was not strong. Let's try and do this. And so, I mean, we tried for months to get this thing right. Like, I was working with the cheer coach and everything to get it right. And finally, we did it one day, and we were like, all right, we got to like get this on video and picture and everything. So we got it. And so it was a fun day. And, you know, I did it a couple times after that too, but have not done that in a long time.
what's a one man? I think I know what it is, but how you define it?
I'll probably butcher this, so any of the comp cheerleaders out there, I'm sorry, but basically it's you and your flyer that's down in front of you, and basically you're just trying to get them up in the air. And there's a lot of different variations you can do to, like, once they get up there, like, you can twist them, flip them, all that kind of stuff. Basically, I did it as basic as you can get, where it's like, hey, get them off the ground, hold them in your hands, and that was it.
Awesome.
Could you have gotten to that next level if you worked on it? Because you see some crazy stuff. Some of these things that people are able to do is insane.
Yeah, I mean, the comp cheerleaders are insane. Like, the guys and even the girls are just super strong. And I'm sure, like, now being my size, maybe I could do it a little bit better if I put in some practice and form. But listen, I was 155 pounds soaking wet. So, like, I was not in the ability to be, like, muscling anything. So, yeah, my dad used to joke. He's like, boy, you're so skinny, you have to run around in the shower just to get wet. So, yeah, that was one of those.
All right. So we got some good questions for you here. You ready?
All right, yeah.
All right. Besides baseball, what are you an expert in?
An expert?
Yeah.
Yikes. I don't know. I've always been told I'm a master of none, but like a understanding of a lot kind of thing. So expert, I doubt anything. I guess growing up on the farm, I know a lot of useless farm knowledge that probably doesn't really do anything on the baseball field, but I can handle my own if I'm on a farm.
Give us one example of a useless farm fact that's never going to do you any good now on a baseball field.
There's a lot of things that do me no good. I mean, basically, I think when I run out from the bullpen, I never close the gate, and that's a giant no-no on a farm. So
there you go.
I just kind of leave the bullpen. And
you know, family ever notice that? They're like, Garrett, the gate.
Oh, you notice if the gate's open because.
Did you ever see the arm barn thing? The PETA arm barn when they wanted you guys to rename bullpens the arm barn? You ever see that?
What? Oh,
that's right.
PETA, yeah.
PETA, yeah, the animal protection company, they wanted to get rid of bullpen.
Yeah, it's derogatory. It, to
and they wanted it to be the arm barn. That would have suited you, coming out of the arm barn.
Arm barn pitcher.
What part of that?
An arm barn?
Because it's a bullpen?
Yeah. Yeah. That was a thing.
Oh,
that
goodness. That was
a thing. And coming out of the arm barn.
Yeah. Nope, never knew that one, but okay.
We'll stick to bullpen.
Yeah.
Completely different topic. This one might get you some heat. Give me your most controversial food take.
Controversial food take? Mm-hmm. Oh, like the whole thing, like, is a hot dog a sandwich kind of thing?
Oh, we can go there.
Anything, yeah, anything you want.
Take on you choose that. Your destiny.
Let's see. Controversial food take.
Like, mine is, I hate tomatoes in soup. Neither.
Like, tomatoes in soup?
Either, or any, in any form. Like, I won't eat ketchup.
I think you not liking bacon might be hard.
Oh, yeah, I don't like bacon either. They learned that about me today, yeah.
That's crazy.
All right, well, I don't have anything that tops. I don't like bacon.
Yeah, that's a hot take.
Yeah, I was about to say, like, I don't that's like olives, take. But that's about it.
I agree. That's one of, like, the two foods I don't... Olives and mushrooms.
Yeah.
Does your wife like olives?
Yeah, she loves... she loves green olives. Black olives, not so much, but... Controversial. Oh, okay, like... How about, like, almond milk isn't milk?
It's okay. Agreed.
I buy that.
Agreed. It's almond water.
Yeah.
But they brand it.
How do you milk a nut?
Actually, the way they do it.
All right, that was great. This is content, man. This is content.
What it's all about.
Just saying, like.
I was about to answer it and be like, well, they put it in a bet, and then I'm like, All right, well, there we go. That was a controversial food take. What's the last
one? Last one. Oh, God. Yeah. Have you ever seen The Town?
Oh, yeah, I love that movie.
Okay, all right. So you're Robin Fenway. You get to pick three teammates to go with you and a getaway driver. Who are you picking and why?
Robin Fenway. All right. Let's see. Does it have to be teammates or can it be anyone related with the team?
Anyone Red Sox affiliated.
Yeah.
All right. Do y'all know our main security guard that works the parking lot, Jimmy?
Yes.
I'm taking him.
He's in the dock, right?
Oh.
He's
in the documentary,
he's
everything.
He's great in the dock.
He's definitely my lookout person.
Because he
will talk to anyone. He's got a great personality, and it's one of those where it's just like, I know he can convince people to look the other way while I'm robbing things. So I'm taking Jimmy. How many people do I get?
You get three more.
Yeah. Three more, okay.
One is a driver. One's got to be the
one's
driver.
Oof. I'm thinking probably Chapman for the driver, just because, like, dude's pulling around in Megatron.
That's been everyone's answer. So
yeah, he's got two armored trucks, so I'm thinking I'm good if I get in with him. So we got Jimmy, Chapman. Whoo. I feel like I got to go Tanner just because we work well at everything together and we'll find a way to do it.
I was waiting for that. I was surprised that he wasn't the first answer.
Yeah. Just because I knew that if he was my first answer, I'd end up hearing about it later tonight or something. And then I'm probably going to go with Richard Fitz. We've been doing escape rooms, and he's pretty darn good at doing escape rooms.
Wow.
I know that has absolutely nothing to do with actually robbing a place. But, you know, maybe he can figure something out that get us out of a pickle. So
I think those would have similar skill sets. I think that connect.
Second time Fitz has been mentioned.
Fitz and Chapman.
We got to get Fitz in here and ask him the same question.
I bet you're the only one to say Jimmy, though. We'll let you know by the time we leave. You're going to be the only one to say Jimmy.
Like I said, man, he'd be the excellent lookout guy because it's just like, hey, is something going on there? Jimmy would just let him know. They're like, hey, nothing's going on. Have you seen this over here?
Yeah.
Like, great lookout
Have you seen Chapman's car?
Exactly.
All right, we appreciate it, man. Thanks so much for coming on with us.
Absolutely.
When the stakes rise and the lights get bright, that's when you find out who can really swim. Deep Waters is a new UFC podcast from CBS Sports. Every Monday, myself, Dean Thomas, alongside with legends of the sport, Chris Weidman, Jorge Masvidal, and Dustin Poirier, bring you inside the octagon like no one else can. Deep Waters, new episodes every Monday. Watch on YouTube or listen on Apple, Spotify, and everywhere else you get podcasts.
Thanks for having me.
Big shout out, big thanks to Garrett Whitlock for jumping on Playtessie. It was his Playtessie podcast debut, not his Playtessie debut per se, because we had him on for a couple of social questions last year. I want to say around Mother's Day he did that with us, but this was a good time. Again, just a really great dude that I love talking to, and it's been great getting to know him the last year and change. But any takeaways from this interview?
Yeah. One thing is he made it abundantly clear that he was getting ragdolled about how long he takes to answer questions. If anyone follows the Red Sox on TikTok, it is a running or it was a running bit during spring training. They would do like a social media question of the day. It would start with him reading it, then sitting back, crossing his arms, thinking in silence. They'd go through every single guy on the team giving his answers. In the middle, they'd cut to him, and he's still just leaning back, thinking. And then it would end with him finally giving an answer. He told us point blank, I have to be better about that. I'm done with this. I will not hear any more of it. He by far took the longest to answer the town question. He thought so long about each guy he picked and just totally unfazed. He put so much thought into it. But there is so much dead air while he is trying to think of who he wanted.
Yeah, I no comments about the interview. I think we covered it before and now people have listened. So, but I do want to say in the future, I really want to do something, I don't know what, something sign language related. Because he's almost fluent in sign language, I believe. I think he's close. He told us year. I believe his mother teaches sign language, so he's had that growing up. Just think that's really unique. We'll find a way to weave that in. I think he said if we tell him what we want to talk about in advance, he'll have to think about it for a little, just like the questions, and then he could sign it to us, which, again, I don't know if there's any other MLB players who are signing out there almost fluently. Just a cool, unique quirk to a good ball player.
Yeah, we hear about Xander spoke or speaks four languages. Is that right? But do I have that right? Xander speaks four languages?
I think so, yeah.
Doesn't Sedan also? Sedan speaks.
He might too.
A bunch, yeah.
But how many baseball players can use sign language? I don't know. I don't think I've ever seen another baseball player using sign language besides Garrett Whitlock.
Yeah, Xander speaks
you see
English.
New in
Xander baseball. Xander is English, Spanish, Dutch, and Papiamento. That's pretty cool.
I've never heard of Papiamento outside of hearing that Xander and some other athlete, I forget who, it might have been Didi Gregorius, can speak it.
Yeah, Didi speaks it. Because the islands were owned by the Dutch, so they have Papiamento and Dutch. That's why, who'd you say? Didi also speaks both languages and maybe Spanish as well. But yeah, I'm pretty sure Rafaela has the same language skill set. I could try to check, but I don't know if that's there. But yeah, Papiamento. Goro, you're close to fluent, right?
Oh, yeah. When I learned what it was, I hit the books, Rosetta Stone, man, all over the Papiamento, man.
Yeah, Sedan, English, Spanish, Dutch, Papiamento. So you should do a Papiamento interview with Sedan at some point this year, Goro. I won't be able to understand it because I don't speak it, but you do.
I do.
Very cool of you. Congrats.
Yeah. The other thing from this, I was thrilled because I hadn't thought about this in forever, but that the armbarn thing came back up. Talking about the armbarn thing with Witt, that was, when it first came out, the funniest thing. And by the way, recently, someone, I forget who, it might have been, I don't want to say who it was because I truly don't know who it is. I'll look on Twitter and see if I can find it after, but I saw someone tweet that PETA had DM'd them on Instagram and said, hey, just a reminder, this year, we're making armbarn a thing. It's not bullpen, no longer bullpen. We're making the armbarn a thing. And yeah, the armbarn thing, when that came out, when PETA came out with that, I thought it was the funniest shit I've ever heard in my life. And you know when you're on the phone with someone and it's you have to spell your name and it's my thing is always N is in Nancy, A is in Apple, T is in Tom, and then G-O-R, whatever. I tried to do A as in armbarn, and I had to hang up the phone because I was crying laughing too hard. The guy thought I was thought I was on drugs or something.
Here you go, Gordo. 2021. It's an official press release from PETA. It says, as the World Series turns into a pitching duel, PETA is pitching a proposal to the baseball world. Strike out the word bullpen, which references the holding area where terrified bulls are kept before slaughter, in favor of more modern animal-friendly term. PETA suggestion, the arm barn. And then they go on to explain why these words matter. I don't think any cows are being saved because calling the bullpen the arm barn. I don't think anyone ever thinks about an actual bullpen when they're watching a baseball game and they see someone warming up in the bullpen. They probably think this is where the pitchers warm up.
Can I say something maybe controversial? I don't think it is, but PETA's, maybe.
Dude, you're about to get attacked by PETA, whatever
careful,
you say.
Pat. Well, PETA can come after you.
I was going to say, fuck PETA.
Dude, you know what sucks? You know what sucks? I, big animal lover, cats, dogs. I've had lizards, fish, love animals. PETA is so lame. They make it, uncool. I'm like, you guys need to be cooler about this.
I agree.
Animals are the best. You have a dog, Gordo. I got Larry sleeping right here. Larry's a cat.
Animals
not a dog.
Rock.
They're the best, but PETA makes it uncool. Cooler, PETA. Come on, play Tessie. Can we invite the head of PETA? Who's the head of PETA?
Yeah, wait, hold on. Let's figure this out, and we can try to get we got to get them on the program. PETA.
Ingrid Newkirk. Open invite to Ingrid Newkirk. If you're a baseball fan, if you're a Red Sox fan, Ingrid, we'd love to talk cats, dogs.
Ingrid Newkirk?
Yeah,
I'm sorry.
She's the co-founder.
Oh God,
current
Ingrid
president
Newkirk.
Who do you know about Ingrid, right, dude?
I'll I have a very mean take that I will not say on the podcast. I will save it.
There she is.
She has a chihuahua named Little Man.
Joe has made it extremely hard for me to not say it, but I will not say it.
But you can tell us after, Pat.
I will. I don't want Pete on my ass.
You don't want Ingrid Newkirk.
Pete found it with a fellow animal rights, Alex Pacheco. They founded this in 1980. She's been at it for a while, man. You got to give her a go. She's from England. So they play baseball there a little bit. They have a team. Times New Roman, the uniforms.
Harry Ford played for their WBC team.
Harry Ford.
Yeah. Okay, so Ingrid, open invitation. Ingrid Newkirk.
Ingrid.
Great name.
This will get her. Gordon Ramsay is also from England. He threw out the first pitch at a Red Sox game.
So Ingrid Newkirk can come to Fenway Park to throw out the first pitch, and her little entrance will be running in from the arm barn, and it'll just, everyone will give her a rousing ovation, and it'll just be a great time.
But Garrett Whitlock will not.
Yeah, shout out to Garrett Whitlock, man. I hope we get to have a nice little sit down with Garrett Whitlock and Ingrid Newkirk on how we're making arm barns a thing in baseball.
Play so, Tessie episode 300 featuring Garrett Whitlock and Ingrid Newkirk. Roundtable discussion about bullpens and arm barns.
And it takes place live from the Red Sox arm barn. Bang.
Beautiful.
All right. That's going to do it for episode 202 of Play Tessie featuring our interview with Red Sox stud relief pitcher Garrett Whitlock. So shout out to Whit for making his Play Tessie podcast debut. Appreciate you all for tuning in to listen to it. Remember to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Apple, Spotify, Odyssey app. Subscribe, rate 5 stars. You know the drill. Find us on the YouTube page, WEI's YouTube page. Got the Play Tessie playlist there. Has all of our episodes in video form. So remember, hit the thumbs up on all those episodes and subscribe to WEI. And then find us on the socials at Play Tessie on Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. You know the drill. So for Sammy, for Pat, for Joe producing, and another shout out to Garrett Whitlock for jumping on with the boys. It's Gordo here for Play Tessie episode 102. Thanks for tuning into this one. Peace.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.